Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Tuesday, March 5th, 2024, 9:07 a.m. on this Tuesday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. I'm your host, David Boyle, joined with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
How are we doing today?
Doing awesome.
Yeah, good deal.
Another great day in the Red Rock country.
It is.
And a little bit overcast, a little bit cool, a little bit early March-ish.
Yeah.
Yep. But not windy.
No, not windy here in Monticello. At least the last 5 minutes. We'll see if that lasts.
Not like the weekend, that's
yeah.
for sure.
Yeah, that was wild. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we've got a lot of local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. Bill's got some big news we talked about a little bit, but going to go in a little bit more depth. Latest out of San Juan County, Utah.
Yeah, the San Juan Health District has secured $30 million in funding from the state of Utah to replace the San Juan Hospital in Monticello. As a result, the oldest hospital in the state of Utah, built in the 1950s, will be replaced by a brand new 41,000 square foot facility. The funding package was secured in the final days of the 45-day Utah State Legislative Session following 6 weeks of intensive lobbying effort and work. San Juan County Commissioner Bruce Adams led the charge to secure the funding after running into a wall during a November request for funding through the Community Impact Board, or the CIB. The CIB placed the project on a pending list in November, so the district went to work to pursue alternative funding sources. Adams said Utah Governor Spencer Cox was key to the effort, committing his support for the project in November and suggesting several funding sources. Said Adams, "I can't emphasize enough how critical Governor Cox was to the project. He supported us all the way through." The initial request was for $20 million from the Utah Rural Opportunity Fund. Several different avenues were pursued before the complete package was approved on the next to last day of the legislative session. That's last Friday. The funding package includes $17.5 million in low-interest loans from the Rural Opportunity Fund and the Governor's Office of Economic Development. The Legislative Appropriations Committee contributed a grant of $12.5 million, and the Health Service District will contribute $5 million as the final piece of the puzzle. Adams gave a long list of people and organizations who were necessary to complete the project, including Governor Cox, the Utah Hospital Association, rural county commissioners, the Utah Association of Counties, legislators, and legislative leaders, particularly Representative Carl Albrick and Senator David Hinkins. San Juan Health CEO Clayton Holt said it would not have happened without the efforts of Commissioner Adams. Said Holt, "Bruce's efforts have been nothing short of heroic as far as his work in going out and talking to people who matter and making the case. He was absolutely fearless in talking to every single person in the Senate, the House, the Governor's Office, the Association of Counties at every turn. Bruce has spent the last 20 years building relationships with people to where he could go to them and say, 'We need your help on this. This is a worthy project,' and people would listen." Holt went on to explain, "In this tight budget year, there were some people who gave something up so we could have this opportunity to replace the hospital, meaning people not in San Juan County but throughout the state." He added that the health district was able to enlist a lot of other help as well that frankly moved the ball over the goal line. These are people who are very kind to us and very kind to San Juan County. Earlier at an October 24th public hearing, Holt said that it was time to build a new hospital, adding, "San Juan Hospital is far and away the oldest hospital building in the entire state." Holt outlined the steps the district has taken to look at the current facility and determine how to proceed. He said an architectural firm evaluated the hospital building as a whole, in addition to each of the systems that contribute to the facility, such as plumbing, electrical, roofing, so forth. Holt said the architect determined that most of the systems in the building were nearing end of life and could fail in the near future. The architect's opinion is you can't fix this existing building. It needs to be replaced. So in November, the Health Service District requested $34 million from the Utah Community Impact Board, but ran into a funding obstacle. 4 months after the CIB placed the project on pending status, the state of Utah stepped forward and helped secure the funding. Holt said the district will now move forward from the preliminary schematic designs to a full design. Said Holt, we will start the process as soon as we possibly can, and the ultimate goal is to see something going on 1 year from now. The new 41,000 square foot facility, according to Holt, is the minimum required and includes nothing extra. The new facility will provide the existing services and look to where we think rural medicine is moving in the future. Holt referenced the growth in specialty telemedicine services and the growing patient base from surrounding areas. As planned, the current administration building, the San Juan Clinic building, and the warehouse will remain as is. In addition, the new surgical suite, well, it's new, it was built in 2010, will remain in its current location. The remainder of the hospital will be replaced. So, it'll be built on 15 acres of land just immediately north and west of the existing hospital. It will be a part of the existing campus. Holt said the vicinity to the current hospital is helpful because the federal funding contracts are tied to the current hospital. So, anyway, exciting news in Monticello, replacing the oldest hospital in the state, funding secured for a brand new San Juan Hospital in Monticello.
Well, very good. That's really exciting news, and good work, Bill, on tracking that all down. And that's big news for Monticello and San Juan Health and the Red Rock area.
You know, it's really amazing if you look back 20 years, basically. San Juan County really suffered from a lack of medical services and overworked medical infrastructure for many, many years. But if you fast forward and all of a sudden we have the Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding, it does great work. The incredible facilities and efforts of Utah Navajo Health Systems, and now replacing San Juan Hospital really solidifies San Juan Health Service District's their future providing health care. And it's a great day to be in San Juan County. Healthcare is a strength, is a not a weakness in the area. It's a significant strength, and a lot of people putting in a lot of work and providing some great service. So it's a very exciting day.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area to bring you this morning, taking a look at some items in the Red Rock listening area. A report out of the Cortez Journal, part of a report actually from the Colorado Sun, Jason Blevins with the Sun, on opposition to a national monument along the Dolores River, as plans to create a 400,000-acre monument has concerns over crowds, mining, and access. A look at that possible monument and how people feel about it can be read in the latest edition of the Journal and the Colorado Sun. Interesting conversations with folks from NUCLA and throughout the Red Rock area, with the article noting that people in Colorado seem to favor the designation, according to surveys and reports. But a proposed ban on new mines has raised concerns in West End. So you can check out that story in full in the latest edition of the Cortez Journal, also available online at the-journal.com.
You know, I think awareness of this proposed monument is just starting, so it's a little premature to make a statement that most people support it, because the vast majority of people have no idea that it's even been recommended. But another national monument designated by the federal government on public land in our area, I don't know if there'd be as much local support as people would.
Well, and the article doesn't say local support. It says that 92% of respondents support a protection plan for lands surrounding 162 miles of Dolores River. That's of 436 Colorado residents. So, you know, again, it's a poll of the entirety of the state of Colorado, with a question about conserving important wildlife habitat and safeguarding the area's scenic beauty and supporting outdoor recreation along the Dolores River. So certainly that is not necessarily, you know, an in-depth look at what the monument may mean for the area. It's just 400 Coloradans had to say.
That may have been
survey
at Orange Julius in the mall, and someone comes up and says, hey, do you like this idea? Yeah, it sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, it was part of Colorado College's annual State of the Rocky poll. Again, no, Bill, I understand what you're saying. This isn't a poll of everyone in Nucla and Dolores and, Cortez. It's a randomized poll of the state of Colorado and without a ton of information behind it. But it seemed like generally people seemed in favor of it when asked about it, in the form of a two-sentence question.
Sure.
But again, there's lots of folks interested in weighing in on it locally as well. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We'll take a quick break, hear from some sponsors, and be back with more local news and happenings. Stick with us. It's the Morning Show on Red Rock 92.
Compared to previous vocational classes, career and technical education courses now span nearly every industry, including automotive, welding, health science, business, digital arts, computer science, and more. CTE students learn valuable, real-world technical skills with a solid academic foundation while exploring career options or pursuing their passions. Did you know San Juan School District offers 19 CTE pathways for secondary students? To learn more, visit a CTE teacher or southeastutahcte.org.
Past 16 years, residential construction has been our focus at Lee Contracting. Specializing in remodels and additions, we can take your house from ground to finish. Enthusiastic supporters of high school sports, give us a call at 435-459-1314.
Ute Mountain Casino marches in a wave of excitement. Sundays are all about the luck of the hot seats. Every half hour, one lucky winner will receive free play. Will it be you? On Saturdays, Plinko Charm. Drop your way up to $1,000 in free play. Locals Day is Thursdays in March. Enjoy an extra $30 when you earn only 100 points. Join us at Ute Mountain Casino this March for nonstop fun and big wins. See you here.
Have you heard? San Juan Health has some exciting new features on their website. From a single account, you can view your entire family's medical bills, set up payment plans, fill out forms, and more. You can even pay a bill by responding to a text from the hospital or clinic. To find out more and create your own account today, visit sanjuanhealth.org and click Online Bill Pay. San Juan Health, chasing perfection since 1947.
It's the 24th Annual Cortez Livestock Farm and Equipment Consignment Auction, April 5th through 7th at the Cortez Livestock Auction. They'll take anything that's farm or ranch related, vehicles, trailers, tractors, livestock and farm equipment, construction and irrigation equipment, four-wheelers, side-by-sides, antiques and more. Consignments accepted March 14th through April 4th. Vehicles sell Friday night at 5. The auction starts at 9 a.m. Saturday and Sunday. For more information, call or text Rowdy at 970-759-0233 or Allen at 970-749-0233. 1958, brought to you by Rawhide Auctions.
Right, I'm in Rawhide.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Tuesday, March 5th, 2024, 9:21 a.m. on this Tuesday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. This Tuesday has got the nickname of Super Tuesday, as there's a bunch of states holding primary presidential elections today, including the state of Colorado and the state of Utah, sort of, as the state of Utah Republican Party will have a presidential preference poll. You've got to attend a caucus meeting to get your vote counted, but otherwise there's elections being run by county officials and election officials for Democratic presidential nominees in Colorado and Utah, and for the Republicans in Colorado. So anyways, that's going on today, meaning caucus meetings tonight for the Republican Party in San Juan County throughout various areas, and a Zoom meeting for the Democratic Party in San Juan County. Well, again, it's the Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Looking at some other news in the Red Rock listening area, the Cortez Journal reporting on this report of the Cortez police looking for a man who allegedly attacked a woman in the City Market parking lot in Cortez. The man suspected of assault and menacing after he allegedly pushed a woman to the ground and hit her with a handgun Friday night in the City Market parking lot. Officers arrived at about 10 a.m. at City Market, but both suspects had left the scene, one in a white Toyota Tacoma and the other in a black Chevy Suburban. Officers from the Cortez Police Department made contact with the Chevy Suburban, and while the driver was put through voluntary roadside maneuvers, officer spoke with the woman. The incident report showed that the woman's head was bleeding. According to an interview, someone approached her and apologized for a problem between two friends and asked that she join him in the vehicle to talk with him. Additional information on that discussion and the issue with the folks at the City Market can be read in the latest edition of the Cortez Journal, also available online at the-journal.com. Once again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92, looking at some other news in the Red Rock listening area. The first annual Spring Spruce Up will occur April 12th through 13th in Grand County. Trail Mix group inviting the public to participate in the Spring Spruce Up, inaugural volunteer event to maintain, build, and clean up non-motorized trails and other highly impacted areas in Grand County to help offset impacts in the 2024 season. The event's similar to last year's Moab facelift, but has been renamed because it is now completely locally led. You can find out more information about the event, again, happening from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on April 13th, with orientation and registration the evening of April 12th. You can find out more information on the county's website, GrandCountyUtah.net. Look for the Spring Spruce Up tab. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we've got funeral notices and memorial services throughout the Red Rock area.
Yes, funeral services for Joe Wesley Vansel begin at 11 a.m. on Saturday at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Chapel on Locust Lane in Moab. Joe passed away on February 29th. He had recently celebrated his 96th birthday on Valentine's Day. Funeral services for Janice Force DeMille, age 77, of Monticello, are at noon on Saturday at the Monticello LDS Stake Center. There'll be a viewing at 10:30. A memorial tribute for Karen Ann Bone, age 88, of Cortez, will be held during regular church services at First United Methodist Church in Cortez. That'll begin at 10 a.m. on Sunday, March 10th, with fellowship afterwards at the service. A celebration of life for longtime Cortez resident Jim Johnston will be held at 2 p.m. on Friday, March 22nd, at First United Methodist Church of Cortez. Jim passed away on February 26th, just a few days shy of his 95th birthday. And Steve Cannon, age 73, of Monticello, passed away on February 25th. A celebration of life for Steve will be held at 10 a.m. on April 20th at the Monticello LDS Stake Center. For more information on these and other services, check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill, and our condolences to those in mourning at this time. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We'll take another quick break and be back with more local news and happenings here on Red Rock 92.7.
Main Street Drug and Boutique in Monticello is an enthusiastic supporter of our local schools. Under new ownership, Main Street Drug still has the same friendly and professional staff to meet your every need. The boutique features lots of neat items, clothing, jewelry, candy, seasonal items, home decor, men's gifts, and toys. Stop in to 140 South Main Street, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Main Street Drug and Boutique, trusted care from people you know.
Springtime is popping up all around us. Come visit Walker's True Value in Moab for all the tools and materials you need to get those spring projects done. From the garden to the patio and the fun toys to the paint and lumber to build new and spruce up. Walker's True Value is Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard. Next to Walker Drug.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
Summertime is knocking on the door in Red Rock Country, and Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, has a special offer to help Red Rock 92 listeners get their air conditioners tuned up in time for the heat wave. Now through the end of spring, get your AC service for only $99. That's just $99 for full springtime service on your AC from Moab Heat and Cool. The deal's gone when the heat's on, so take advantage of this special limited-time offer. Call Moab Heat and Cool today at 435-259-1519.
Moab Heat and Cool can now handle all your plumbing needs.
It's tax season, and there's no better place to use your refund than High Performance Ford of Moab. Tax refunds make great down payments and can help lower your monthly interest rate. We have a wide selection of new and pre-owned vehicles with deals on everything from Mavericks to Super Duties and thousands off F-150s. We offer a variety of financing options with rates as low as 1.9% on F-150s and 0% financing on Explorers, Edges, and Escapes. Call or come in today. Tax season done right at High Performance Ford of Moab. It's that easy.
Get a beautiful smile and a healthy one, too, with the help of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Hi, I'm Dr. Daniel Cowley, owner of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Having a beautiful smile is a great reason to get braces, but there are many other reasons for considering orthodontic treatment. Proper orthodontic treatment prevents future dental problems, such as uneven wear on teeth, speech difficulties, problems chewing, and even health problems like sleep apnea. A beautiful and healthy smile is what you get from Castle Valley Orthodontics. Call us today for a free consultation at 435-637-2222.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show on this Tuesday, March 5th, 2024, 9:30 a.m. Bill likes to bring this segment in with the number one song on the day so many years ago. The number one song in the U.S. on March 5th, 1992 was Mr. Big to Be With You, but couldn't get that song to play, so we brought you instead Stay by Shakespeare's Sister. That was the number one song on today's day in the U.K., formed by former members of Bananarama, Siobhan Fahey and American musician Marcella Detroit. This was the duo's first and only number one single. It topped the UK single charts for 8 consecutive weeks, the longest UK number one reign for any all-female band. That's what we just listened to, Stay by Shakespeare's Sisters.
Wow. That's 32 years ago today. In the US, it was To Be With You by Mr. Big. Thought I'd have you sing that instead of tell us about the UK song. But
Not aware of that song.
Really?
I have no idea about that song, yeah.
Wow. To be with you. Boo-doo-boo-doo-boo. Boy, that's the first and last time I'll ever sing on Red Rock 92.
I doubt it. We'll hear your voice again.
Yeah, I guess so. On this day in history, in 1770, the Boston Massacre took place. 5 people were killed by British troops. They were protesting, and the British troops opened fire. One of the people killed was Crispus Attucks, which is a great name, Crispus Attucks. On March 5th, 1963, so 61 years ago today, Patsy Cline was killed in an airplane crash. She was only 30 years old, but still, we're still enjoying her music 61 years later. Mm. On this day in 1979, the space probe Voyager flew by Io, the largest moon on Jupiter, took pictures. They saw 9 active volcanoes on this moon of Jupiter. Anyway, that's pretty wild. 1979. Today is Unique Names Day, which is celebrated quite a bit. I have to admit that as a 30-year newspaper editor, I've just wanted to tell so many concerned parents that they were the ones who misspelled their child's name, not me. Anyway, it's Unique Names Day. It's also National Cheese Doodle Day. So a chance to get your fingers orange and around your mouth and maybe on your clothes. Cheese doodles.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
It's cheese puffs. It's those big oversized puffs of cheese that are strangely colored. I think they're supposed to be cheese color, but it's just orange.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Cheese puffs.
Okay. Yeah.
Singer Andy Gibb was born on this day in 1958. He died in 1988. Boy, he had tremendous success for just a few years and fell into all sorts of challenges. He died just after his 30th birthday. He was the first male solo artist with three back-to-back number one hits.
Hmm.
Earl Woods, the father of Tiger Woods, was born on this day, 1932. He died in 2006. Birthdays today locally for Nicole Ivins Holiday, Kristen Westcott Anderson, Tel Walker, Shania Kybel, Caitlin Haley, Brandy Barnett, and Ayla Coffey. If you want to give a birthday shout out, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com. Oh, we also, yesterday we missed the birthday for Sarah Flannery. So happy birthday to y'all.
Very good. Happy birthday to those folks. Hope they have a great day. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. One other event. We'll bring that up tomorrow. But I guess that's a good tease. You got to listen to the morning show tomorrow. No, they've got ribbon cuttings and openings of the new food pantries as part of the Utah Food Bank happening tomorrow morning, including tomorrow morning at the Utah Food Bank in Montezuma Creek, and then in the early afternoon in Monument Valley. So should be fun and interesting.
Yeah, they opened a new warehouse in Blanding about a month ago, and these are the two distribution centers. Anyway, a really significant impact on the availability of food in Monument Valley and Montezuma Creek. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, very good. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we got the on-air job fair. It's job opportunities in the Red Rock listening area. We'll send you over to that and be back with the sports report. Stick with us. It's the morning show on 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
The Element, Moab's 4-star hotel, is currently looking to hire. There are many positions available, including front desk attendant and housekeeping. Please come into The Element at 1431 North Highway 191 and fill out an application. Come find out about a great job at The Element. Attention adventurers, fuel your passion for exploration at Field Station, Moab's newest adventure hotel. We're looking for talented leaders in food, beverage, and housekeeping with $1,000 signing bonuses for supervisor positions. Seek more excitement? Join our team in laundry or front desk roles. Don't forget, our cafe and gear shop welcomes locals. Apply today at fieldstation.com and embark on your next great adventure. Worldmark Moab has immediate openings in housekeeping, maintenance, guest services, and food and beverage. Competitive wages start at $20 an hour, including worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited share housing is available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person on-site at 1435 North Highway 191 or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com. Homestead Steakhouse in Blanding is looking to fill several positions, including a regular cook and a prep cook for the evenings. They're also looking for a chef with knowledge of Chinese cuisine. Experience is helpful, but they're willing to train. Pick up an application at the Homestead Steakhouse at 121 East Center in Blanding. Call Katie at 435-220-9134 for an appointment. Lisbon Valley Mine still has a number of open positions, including heavy equipment mechanics and an industrial electrician. Lisbon Valley Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications@lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley,
located in LaSalle.
Canyonlands Care Center, Moab's senior care facility, is searching for certified nursing assistants at $20 an hour, along with RNs and LPNs. These are full-time positions with benefits. Come join an amazing and caring team. Please contact Canyonlands Care Center at 435-719-4400 or stop by at 390 Williams Way behind the hospital. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions, including registered nurses in many departments. They're also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech, a marketing assistant, and a patient care tech full-time and part-time at night. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. Energy Fuels is seeking full-time mill operators at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding. Salary is $22 to $32 an hour, depending on qualifications and experience, plus monthly bonuses. Generous benefits package includes paid leave, insurance, and matching 401k. Energy Fuels is the leading U.S. producer of uranium, vanadium, and an emerging producer of rare earth elements. Apply by submitting a resume to careers@energyfuels.com or pick up an application at the office in Blanding. Comfort Suites in Moab is ramping up for the season and is currently seeking housekeepers and a qualified and dedicated front desk agent. The applicant should be reliable and helpful with the knowledge of the Moab area. Competitive wages and benefits are based on experience. Comfort Suites is located at 400 North Main in Moab. Stop by for an application today. Enjoy great pay, benefits, and work environment at San Juan Health. Positions at San Juan Hospital include registered nurses for surgery and medical services and laboratory, radiology, and ultrasound technologists. San Juan Clinic Monticello seeks a clinic manager, and Spanish Valley Clinic seeks an outpatient pharmacy manager. Apply at sanjuanhealth.org under the Careers tab. For more information, call Melissa at 435-587-1114 or email mslade@sanjuanhealth.org. The Canyonlands Solid Waste District has several openings. A mechanic, a lube tech, a heavy equipment operator, and CDL drivers are needed. If you're looking for year-round work with the best benefits in the area, stop by 2295 South Highway 191 in Moab or visit them on the web at swssd1.org. You can also call at 435-259-6314 for more information. San Juan County has a number of openings, including an environmental health director, a full-time economic development specialist, a sheriff's deputy in the North District, a part-time senior center aide in Blanding, and a 32-hour-a-week victims advocate position that includes benefits. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the chef Ferrand role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand School District needs you. Openings are for bus drivers, a groundskeeper maintenance person, a Dene Language Family Club instructor, a district speech pathologist, a severe special ed paraprofessional, and a lead teacher slash dean of students at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the employment tab to learn more.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
You don't have to be sidelined by sports injuries in San Juan County. Precision Rehab provides physical therapy in Monticello and Blanding, as well as Montezuma Creek and Monument Valley, where our therapists have helped athletes of all ages get back in the game since 1996. Precision Rehab is dedicated to restoring you and your loved ones to peak performance when pain and injury slow you down. We offer innovative, effective treatments that make a difference. Treatment is covered by most insurances, including Medicare. Call 435-678-3869 for an appointment. That's 435-678-3869. Or find out more at precisionrehabutah.com.
Flip-flop and fish-flop weather is on its way. So come on into Walker Drug, Moab's everything store, and get geared up for spring. Easter's right around the corner, and we've got your Easter basket needs covered. Summer toys are here. Squirt guns, water balloons, yard games, and more. And it's time to get ready to plant that garden. We've got your seeds and starters. The Walker Drug Pharmacy accepts Cigna and most other prescription insurance plans. We offer home prescription delivery and a medication sync program. Walker Drug, Moab's everything store, right next door to Walker's True Value.
The Doobie Sisters, Montezuma County's only family-owned and operated recreational cannabis dispensary, is excited to announce the opening of their second location in Mancos. Find great deals during happy hour every day from 4:20 to 6 and shop a newly expanded inventory. There's always something for everyone at the Doobie Sisters. Order online at doobiesistersco.com. The Doobie Sisters, the best cannabis customer experience in the Four Corners since 2016.
Diamond Propane in Blanding, Utah is the only locally owned and operated propane dealer in San Juan County. Call Dennis today at 435-558-5635 to fill your tank while prices are low. Diamond Propane provides bulk or residential propane and sells or leases tanks. That number again is 435-558-5635. Diamond Propane is a proud sponsor of local high school sports. Running now at the Moab Museum, a story of resilience amidst injustice unfolds in a Moab prison camp, Japanese American incarceration in Grand County. The former CCC camp at Dalton Wells, 14 miles north of town, transformed for 106 days in 1943. Dive into this history in our own backyard and its lasting legacy by visiting moabmuseum.org. Stop by 118 East Center Street in Moab from 9 to 5, Tuesday through Saturday.
Red Rock 92 High School Sports, I'm Rhett Siffer. The San Juan baseball team opened the 2024 season with a 4-3 win over Duchesne yesterday at the Cactus Classic in Mesquite, Nevada. The Eagles scored 3 in the first inning, but the Broncos took the lead for good with a 4-run fourth. They're playing Moapa Valley, Nevada in the second game of the round robin today, then playoff games will close the tournament tomorrow. The Monticello and Grand County baseball teams get their seasons underway against each other today in Moab, and the San Juan boys soccer team also gets started today. They're hosting South Sevier. Send scores and updates to sports at sjrnews.com. That's a look at local high school sports on Red Rock 92.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It's Tuesday, March 5th, 2024, 9:47 a.m. Let's take a look at the regional sports report now. The Utah Jazz defeating the Washington Wizards yesterday, 127-115. Jordan Clarkson with 38 points in the win for the Jazz. In action tonight, the Phoenix Suns are in Denver taking on the Nuggets. That tips off at 8 o'clock. Should be a great game between regional teams. Well, that's going to do it for the regional sports report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Tuesday.